online at bbcworldservice.com.
At bbcworldservice.com, you can get more information on your favourite programmes. To get background information and find out what's coming up, just log on to bbcworldservice.com.
BBC. You're with the BBC. Coming up on Outlook after the news, ways to stay sane when you're being held hostage in the jungle. We talk to the politician who's just escaped from Colombia's FARC guerrillas. Why the largest Hindu settlement in Central Asia is under threat. And from America, parents in crisis, the controversial law which allows children to be legally abandoned. That's Outlook after the news.
Now,
I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting, un-American behavior is 1 year in prison or $10,000 fine. Making a sick, submersive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Hey guys, we're back. Exquisite Corpse Radio, a long absence there. Sorry about that. Should I explain? Two of those weeks were preempted by games. One was the Wire show, which didn't happen in the end, canceled. And the last one, I think the one previous one, a personal crisis. But we're back and we're at it again, and I would say it's been an extraordinarily great week, and hopefully it's going to be a great 4 years. Thanks for dropping by at Canada's favorite radio show. Better. We'll be right back. Exquisite Corpse Radio here on CITR. Thanks for dropping by at Canada's favorite radio show. It's nice to be back here. I don't spend as much time at CITR as I used to, and it's killing me. And I regret it. And I used to love spending time here, but it's very difficult in my current life experience. But I'm back again. Anyway, extraordinary week. Tuesday, one of the best days in current memory. One of the best days in my life. I was definitely crying. I was crying. Tears rolling down my face. It was a beautiful thing. And I guess I haven't even I haven't even told you what I'm speaking of yet, but you know. You know what I'm talking about. The former USA down in the States, and I've been referring to it as the former USA for some years now. It is back. The USA is back. And the rule of law was what made that country such a glowing example in the world originally. And the rule of law is returning. Now, if we can just get through these next couple months without the neocons doing anything rash and stupid and getting us into another terrible war or actually they're stealing from the treasury still. It's been their whole goal in many ways, is to take all the money out of the treasury and leave us with nothing. And people always ask me, why would they do that? Why did they do that to their own country? And my answer is always, rich people don't have countries. They don't care. It's whatever. Just they find there's this huge amount of money to be lifted, and if you can do it under the guise of some legitimacy, and that's what we've been seeing for 8 years is looting and looting from the United States. And when they're done, they can move to Dubai, as Halliburton has done, and go wherever they want to go, and leave us with nothing. And they'll still have that, like, 33% of the supporters that will always defend them for whatever reason. But they'll always be there. The people that still believe that Barack is a Muslim. And how offensive is that? How offensive is that? Oh, you can't have Barack Obama. He's a Muslim. You can't vote for him. Like, okay, for one, it's not true. For the other thing, hello. What if? I don't know. I it makes me ill thinking about it. The way people are so prejudiced, so ignorant. What if someone's a Muslim and a patriot of their country and wants to run for office and make it a better place? But instead, we're telling everybody, oh, can't do that because they're a Muslim, and you know how all Muslims are. And you just want to answer, what, you mean like all Christians are? They're all like Bush and Rumsfeld and Cheney and blah, blah. Anyway, kids, it was very nice, and it's good to finally talk about something positive in the political realms at last. And you know me, I'm always on here whining about something political. And every day since, in the last 2 days, they've always, hearing the story from another perspective, or seeing the children on TV responding to what's happened, or people in other countries, and I start welling up again. I start welling up, and tears form in my eyes. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. A beautiful thing. And God forbid that somebody should take it from us. God forbid. And nobody's... we don't want to talk about that yet. But we need to do everything we can to keep the dream alive. Keep the dream alive. Let's move on to some Umber Sleeping now. We played this in the past. Band from Tacoma, Washington. And a track called Arcade Days. Here at CITR, Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Back to the mic, come and kill it with a boss. Clown that fool like I'm living on Mars. Starving a hood, bubbles coming in, I'm fully loaded like an arsehole. But it look, I'll take the rest of them out. Sound or not, I'm the best one I'm at. Fuck that hate, that's why that bullshit. But you're gonna hear it's the best one I'm at. Look, younger or older, I'm taking them out. And I don't sleep, don't let it rest in the house. You're gonna hear, bring them out, bring them out. Big bang bang, bring them out, bring them out.
while dangers gather, I will not stand by as peril draws closer and closer. The United States of America will not permit the world's most dangerous regimes to threaten us with the world's most destructive weapons.
$15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Hey, kids, this is Exquisite Corpse Radio, CITR. Thanks for dropping by tonight. Just heard Bitrate in there. Just came in the mail yesterday. Prescient timing there. The track we played was called Time for Regime Change in the USA. from the new CD of the same name. Time for Regime Change in the USA by Bitrate, Canadian artist. And what else? I had some info on that. More info. More info to come. More info to come. Let me see. I'm gonna see right here. Here we go. I'm trying to find a website or something for you, but I don't see anything. He says new CD is somewhat hastily thrown together group of old tracks, old and new. This project was abandoned just after the war started and now resurrected. Comprised of a great deal of political commentary dealing with the U.S. foreign policy and internal political crisis from extensive media sampling, which is backed up with original music. And there you go, by DB Hands. DB Hands. He's sent us things in the past. So some bitrate there for you. Time for Regime Change. We heard before that an old, pretty obscure track by Way of the West, and a track called City for Lovers, a track that has been a mystery to me for about 25 years or so, and finally heard it and figured out who it was. That's the glory of the internet, kids. Gang Gang Dance before that with Princess from the Saint Dymphnia, what is it? And I don't have this Gang Gang Dance yet. I'm usually up on top of the new Gang Gang Dance thing. Saint Dymphna, that's it. And Gang Gang Dance, who played a show, it's been a long time ago now, over a year, maybe 2 years even now, and they played with Ariel Pink. Fabulous show. A very odd show, but just stood out as one of those things that you don't forget. You see a lot of indie bands, and they're awesome, but there's some bands that you don't forget because they're so unusual, and this was definitely one of those nights. And Umber Sleeping was in there with Arcade Days from the Umber Sleeping self-titled release, and I should give you some information on that. I told you they're a band from Tacoma, my hometown, Washington, where I was raised until I was about 12, and then we moved to Gig Harbor, Washington, and then eventually lived in Seattle for a while, and then before moving up to Canada, let's see, umbersleeping.com is a place to go. Or you can go to spacerockrecords.com for more on Umber Sleeping. Very fine band from Tacoma. Adding to a growing list of very pleasant bands from Tacoma right now, and a lot of those include bands like Mono in VCF and Paris Sleeping and the Elephants. Paris Sleeping? Paris Spleen is the name I meant to say there. The Elephants and Waves and Radiation. Waves and Radiation. Very fine bands from Tacoma, and there's a few more to check out for you there. Tacoma's where I hung out. I live in Gig Harbor, hung out, worked in Tacoma, and a girlfriend there for a while whose best friend was going out with Nate Mendel, who would... at the time, he was in a band called Christ on a Crutch. Then was in the band Sunny Day Real Estate, and now plays with Foo Fighters. So Nate Mendel and I were friends or acquaintances back in the day. And that's a little bit of history of my life. A little name dropping for you there, just to show you how cool I am. Totally bloody cool. I am. It's pathetic how cool. I want to get to this legendary Pink Dots, but we've been kind of on a more of an upswing, upbeat sort of thing going on here. Maybe it's time to tone things down. It's just hard. I'm just so happy. I'm just so pleased. It's total vindication. Don't you feel vindicated? Don't you feel completely vindicated? And like it's like the Red Sea parted. The irony is, this wonderfully bright and gorgeous black family are moving into a big white house which is built by slaves. And it just brings a tear to your eye. Oh my. And what a mandate. It was a blowout. You got a bunch of conservatives out and are trying to do damage control, saying that it was not a landslide. My friends, that was a definite landslide. There's been nothing like it. It was an earthquake. Republicans got their butts slapped. They got spanked. A serious slap down. And people wanted a change, and you know, and I heard they stole the last two elections. A lot of you know that. A lot of you are up with that, how they did that. Several different ways they do that, and they did it with the last two presidential elections, at least. and they did that with this one. They might have knocked 6 million people off of there, truth be told. And the information I received from Greg Palast, the reporter that does the reporting on this stuff in the BBC, and wrote the books on it, says there may have been about 6 million people wiped off from the voter rolls, or suppressed, or challenged their votes, or not able to vote in many ways. And yet it was still, we still wiped them out. It was a landslide. And you can only rejoice. You can only take great pleasure in that. And I was a voter. Believe you me, I voted. So I don't know if you wanna give me a call. Maybe you could give me a call and tell me what you thought. How are you feeling about this new USA? Now, you know, I also want to make sure we don't have unrealistic expectations. It's going to be a slog. It's going to be an extremely difficult challenge. Things aren't going to go as fast as people want. It's not going to be a miraculous change overnight. Things are going to look a lot the same for a long time. It was a big win, and it was a dramatic change overnight. That's true. But other things, domestic things and international things, are going to take a long, long time to fix. So, get prepared. Hang on tight. It's going to be a bumpy ride. People are going to be disillusioned after a while. Obama said it himself. There's going to be missteps. There's going to be false starts and this and that. But we're all in this together. We can do it. Yes, we can. I should move on to something else here. Listening to Oren and Barkey in the background here. It's just tones, Oren and Barkey stuff. He's a audio artist of some renown. And a track that I picked up a few months ago called In the Pendulum's Embrace. Listening to track one here. Fever, a Warm Poison from Oren and Barkey. OrenandBarkey.com for more information on that. We should listen to a track from the Primes coming up here soon. No, you know what? Why don't we just move into that Legendary Pink Dots I was talking about? I think I'm ready for it now. This is the track you've been hearing a lot of. Legendary Pink Dots coming out of nowhere again. I don't know how long it's been. It's been at least over a decade, I think, since the last Legendary Pink Dots album. And they're doing brilliant things again, which is It was quite amusing. Legendary Pink Dots. The album is called Plutonium Blonde. All right. And the first track is the Torch Song, which is getting a lot of rave reviews from the likes of nerdy DJs such as myself. So here we go. Legendary Pink Dots. Torch Song.
Thank you. This is Sam from the Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Want to know what's going on around town? LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of the very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more totally free at LiveMusicVancouver.com.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
Too much going on here, juggling too many things at once here, because I'm a man and I do not multitask very well. So Burning Star Corps was up there. We heard Burning Star Corps and one of my favorite atonal kind of bands. We heard the track, and I can't read it. It's too small for my old eyes. Through the Bars of Rhyme, I believe that says. And before that, Legendary Pink Dots, of course, Torch Song. We've got a calendar of events coming up in a few minutes here, but we're going to hear a track from Adrian Ballou right now and Big Electric Cat here on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show. We'll be right back.
Prop shots. Prop shots. Carry the big suit. Carry
the big suit.
Carry the big suit. Carry the big suit.
Zero beat. Push hard. Zero beat.
Where is the charge? Use force. Use force. Use force.
Push hard.
Prop shots. Carry the big suit. Carry the big suit. Prop shots. Carry the big suit.
Zero beat. Push hard. Zero beat.
Where is the charge?
Hard.
Use force. Use force. But
drill beat.
Prop shots. But carry the big suit.
Drill beat.
Carry the big suit. Carry the big suit.
Yes. Drill beat. Push hard. Drill beat. Push hard.
Where is the suit?
Push hard.
Use force. Use force. Use force. But prop shots. But carry the big suit. Carry the big suit.
Drill beat. Push hard.
Where necessary. Use force. Use force. But prop shots. Prop shots. But carry the big suit. Carry the big suit. Carry the big suit.
Push hard. Drill beam. Push hard.
Where necessary. Use force. Use force. Use force. Use force. Use force. But prop shots.
Drill beam.
Carry the big suit. Carry the big suit. Carry the big suit. Carry a big stick. Carry a big stick.
Push
carry
hard.
A stick. Carry a big stick.
Drill
carry
beam.
Stick.
Push hard. Drill beam.
Yeah. I'll give you a tune-up you'll never forget if you'll give my husband some lessons for the bedroom.
God, you've got a dirty mind.
And you're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio at CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Let's see, I don't know, how many was it? 27 minutes? No, 22 minutes to Thunderbird Radio Hell. Language Arts.
Yeah.
Tonight, live.
Live
from hell.
Yeah, live in a long time. Yeah, first time in a while.
Yeah, so they're actually making an effort this week. How about that? Huh? Let's see. Oh, yes, calendar of events here. Weekly drinking game here at Exquisite Corpse Radio, whatever words I stumble upon, trip over, fumble, or stutter, or just can't pronounce. That's your drinking game, your drinking time. And let's see, Shindig's going on every Tuesday nights till the 18th. Is that the last one for a while? There's nothing on the 25th here.
Well,
sorry, okay, never mind.
That's November, though.
Huh?
It goes all the way till December.
And this is what?
It goes till December 9th or something.
Oh. Yeah. What am I looking at?
This is November.
Yeah. Okay. How come there's nothing on the 25th, though? What's that about?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be Shindig, too. Did you see?
Yeah, I know.
That's the first semifinal.
Okay. Oh, is it?
No, it's the second one.
Oh, okay. So we don't know who's going to be on there. That one yet. What is the date? Anyway, what is this? The 6th? Yeah. Yeah.
People are drunk already now.
People are drunk already.
Yeah.
That's why they listen. There's no other way to listen to this show, I don't think. Tomorrow night, King Khan and Barbecue Show at the Biltmore. And Isolated Now Waves Showcase with New Sense. No, New Sensei. At Western Front, Black Ships at Sweatshop, and the Secret Machines at Richards, and Fake Jazz at the Western Front. Isn't Fake Jazz at the Cobalt?
Yes, but they do the Western Front once a month.
Oh, do they?
They
okay.
Call it Fake Jazz.
I'm so out of the loop here.
Yeah.
Okay, take a drink. Awkward Stage and Dylan Thomas at the Biltmore on the Saturday, the 8th, and Oh, God. Ray LaMontagne. How do you say that? And at the Vogue. And Mad Shadow at Pub 340 versus and the Nothing at Sweatshop on the 8th. I'm working up something really big here. You got Her at Richards and Buddy Guy at the Commodore and Rise Against at UBC Thunderbird Arena on Sunday. On Monday, the 10th, you got Guar and Kingdom of Sorrow. So bring your weapons. Let's see. Gang Gang Dance at the Biltmore on the 11th. I got to circle out on my calendar. Last Gang Gang Dance show, like I said, was quite unusual and really, really worth seeing. So I might have to stay up late that night and call in sick the next day, you know, that sort of thing. Shindig with the Stereo 3 and Sunday Trucker and you us at the Railway on the 11th as well. So you got that choice. There's Shindig and the Gang Gang Dance. What are you going to do?
Let me think.
I think Ben knows exactly.
Might as well stay home. Why make the choice?
Yeah. Paralyzed by too many choices. So just stay home and play the drinking game with Exquisite Corpse Radio. But that's on Thursday. So the 12th, you have Land of Talk and Josh Reichman at the Media and Lucinda Williams at the Vogue. Let's see what else is coming up. What else can I tell you about really quickly here before we call it a night here? Deer Hunter and Times New Viking and Bar at Richards on the 20th. Herbalizer on the 27th. M83 on the 26th. And I'm working backward here. Sorry. It's hard to follow. Guided by Robots on the 15th. That should be an interesting trip. And I don't know. Anyway, we ran out of our little background music, so let's move on to something heady and important here. Something that you wouldn't want to miss. You just don't want to miss what I'm going to do next. I'll try to figure out what that will be. Let's go to some massages, and we'll be back to entertain you with some more sounds of oddities and whatnot that we do here at Exquisite Corpse Radio, experimental, offbeat, and Diamonds in the Rough. Thanks for listening.
Would you like to help students improve their standings in math and English on provincial exams? Would you like to improve your own skills for teaching and leadership? Do you plan on entering the PDP program or law enforcement, youth work, BSW, or medicine? Volunteer as a tutor in an innovative program at QE Secondary School in Surrey in this midweek after-school program. In its 12th year, it has proven to be a rewarding experience for students and volunteer tutors. Contact Ms. Bond at 604-581-3476, 604-581-3476, or email bond_ats@hotmail.com.
All right, from Yeti magazine number 5, which I've been bringing in most nights that I'm here, Triptych Myth. Let me tell you, Triptych Myth is the name of the band. It's they describe it like this. We asked label dude Steve Jorg for information on this track, and he had to say this. Triptych Myth is the band composed of Cooper Moore on piano, and sometimes other instruments, Tom Abbs on bass and Chad Taylor on drums. And the group largely and wisely features Cooper Moore's gorgeous compositions along with some of Tom's and Chad's and some free improv for very good measure. They recorded 2 albums, including a live one that shows them in their formative stage and an exquisite studio recording that fully lives up to its title and shows them fully arrived as an impeccable unit in the annals of music. This guy should be writing press releases, I think. And the latter album is called The Beautiful. It's released on Om Fidelity. You know the label. You know the label. Fans of my show. AUM, Om Fidelity, in 2005. Now, that bit might sound like an unpaid advertisement. unlike most sampler CDs, labels don't pay to be on Yeti, on a Yeti disc. But we agree that what he has to say, what he has to say there, which makes it editorial, right? He said, right? Anyway, blah, 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 going on. And let's say this track is called Distance, from Yeti magazine number 5, which is well worth purchasing, in my opinion.
Actually the same time, she never mentioned you. when she was round at mine. But when you were round at hers, you always made a scene. Cause you only had ears for descriptions of the strangers she was seeing. And what she saw in me was only what attracts the many girls I see behind their lovers' backs. What she saw in you, I could never work it out. It was just one thing she found that turned you on to talk about. The inexplicable charisma of the rival. You said, describe for me the hairstyle of the devil. Is he passionate? Me up. She said she'd had enough of all the paranoia you mixed up with your love. We spent the night together. She woke me up at dawn and called an all-night taxi. And when you came, I was gone. You find my comb behind a chest of drawers. She said she'd slept alone, but the bed was full of hairs. When you match them up beyond the shadow of a doubt, the hairs belong to BL, 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 BBD, BL. You began to puzzle out the inexplicable charisma of the rival. You said, describe for me the hairstyle of the devil. Does he make you laugh? Does he earn a lot? Dress you up in black. Shut up, don't answer back. Just tell him I'm dying to meet him. The inexplicable charisma of the rival. With the luck and the hairstyle of the devil.
Listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audiopile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
All right, this is Exquisite Corpse Radio, and we're about to We're about to head out the door here and leave it to Ben and Irene and the Thunderbird Radio Hell. And stay tuned.
All that noise.
You can find out more information on this show at what is it called again? members.sha.ca/ecorps and do a web search on CITR Bleak with two E's and or Exquisite Corpse. Any of that stuff you'll find the playlist going back years and all that. We heard Triptych Myth. No, actually, the last track was Momus and Hairstyle of the Devil. A classic classic Momus track of his notorious sinister themes sort of thing that he writes. My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult in there before Triptych Myth, Devil Bunnies. Plucked was in there with Greenhouse Emissions from Political Brain Farts. Very limited release at this point. Adrian Blue was in there with Big Electric Cat. And that catches up to where we are right now. We're about to hear last track. This is a little special something I threw together for this evening. It's a special little goodbye to a very bad friend of ours. And, well, we'll see you next week. Remember, future is bleak. Bye.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator. The person who gets to decide, not you.
Bring them on.
Hello to you, hello to me. I'm somewhere else to be. Excuses I get all the time. Your answers I don't see. Today is easy, isn't it? So I sit and watch the radio. There's nothing coming on at all.
TV was obviously on. And,
hello to you and hello to me. Yeah, I really care.
And I saw an airplane hit the tower.
I'll see you all around sometime. I hope that I'm not there. Today's news is yesterday's news. You don't remember, you forget. That's the way the stories all go.
Nobody can threaten this country.
I really care. I'll see you all around sometime if I ever go back there.
Wish you'd give me this written question ahead of time so I could plan for it. John, I'm sure historians will look back and say, gosh, you could have done it better this way or that way. You know, I just, I'm sure something will pop in my head here. I'm just
maybe.
With all the pressure of trying to come up with an answer, but I hadn't yet.
Goodbye to you, goodbye again. I've got to get this train. It's 9 o'clock or